the inputs to a global climate model, a GCM, will be the solar irradiance, and the amount of solar radiation is variable, so that natural variability must be built into the model. And as you can see here, here's the sun, here's the Earth spinning round, and the orbit actually changes slightly, and that therefore changes the radiation that's incident on the Earth. So those things are built in. The major weather patterns should be simulated more or less successfully. So we've got the ENSO cycle here with the El Niño dry years, the La Niña wet years. The reality is though, the GCMs at the moment, if they're highly constrained, do a really nice job of weather forecasts. If they're not highly constrained, they do a pretty ordinary job. Now the constraints then come from weather stations, from buoys mounted out at sea in particular, that provide some controls on the limits for the model, and then the model works well. So in Europe, the weather forecasts there are highly accurate. In the US, they're highly accurate. Down south, they're pretty good, but here, I actually talked to one of the guys in the Met Bureau one day who laughed at the fact that they're one of the few jobs in the country where they get paid for getting it wrong every day. You know, around here, there are very few constraints on what's going on in terms of the measurements. The topography is highly complex, and as a result, they often get it wrong. They'll predict rain and end up with a dry day. So the models then that are used are global circulation models. They're looking at